views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
Are you ready? The Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, Your Call to Action. Join Cornelia as she empowers others to live heaven on earth. Cornelia teaches listeners how to be the authority over yourself, embracing your inner guru. Feel yourself uplifted into limitless expansion, integrating ease and grace in a changing world. This show will cover topics such as unconditional love, your physical body, how to be in extraordinary relationships, create financial and emotional wealth, embracing entrepreneurship in the new earth.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Living Heaven on Earth. I'm your host, Cornelia, and I'm with one of my other co-hosts today, Tom Lombroso. Welcome to the show today, Tom.
Thanks, Cornelia. It's just always a pleasure to be here and to share with you and your audience, and I welcome them too.
Yes, yes. And you and I were talking just before we came on that it's been a series of about, I think we've done about seven shows together now, and sharing and capturing your spiritual journey, your journey, and sharing with the audience and the listeners on ways that they can discover more love, more magic, more joy, more peace in their life. And in one of the ways is that you and Caroline, your wife Caroline, have written a book. And this book is called The Magic of Finding Love and Peace. And for five special people today that emailed you at tom@whenangelstouch.com will receive this book free of charge. And all they need to do is include their mailing address into the email, and you will send them this book, which captures your spiritual journey over over the last years. And it's also got incredible photographs and wonderful messages about the magic of love and peace, finding the magic of love and peace. And if you were not a believer ever before in believing in heaven, believing in angels and magic and love and peace, you will be after reading this book. And I also want to invite all of the people to go to Tom's website at whenangelstouch.com and look at some of the past podcasts that Tom and I did together to share some of his spiritual wisdom, because we've had segments, different segments, and shared some of the different themes that he wanted to share with us on what happened to Tom when an angel jumped into his car and changed his life. Do you want to start there today, Tom? Do you want to let us know again about that day? What happened?
Yeah, it gives context to the whole thing that's happened. In 2001, in February, I was coming home from a nearby town at noon, and I'm driving 60 on an expressway, and all of a sudden, this huge voice comes into my car and says, "Slow to 35. And it was so strong and powerful. What would you do? I thought it was so powerful and certainly different. And it came from the passenger seat right next to me. It was a voice, but not, I didn't see the angel, but it was a voice. And so I did it. I went down to 35, and soon thereafter, a car with three young men passed me and said, and actually pulled in front of me and caused an accident I couldn't avoid. Both cars are destroyed. We all have some injuries. And within about 10, 15 minutes, the California Highway Patrol officer came, and I told him this story exactly as I'm saying today. And he said, "Sir, I see this all the time. If you're going 60, you would most certainly be dead right now."
Right.
those words shook me up a little bit. You know, like, who was that voice and how come I'm alive? And that began a search for who this was. And then all kinds of other things happened to my wife and myself, my wife, Caroline. It was a growing process. And we found out that it was Archangel Michael when he came into my bedroom in 2005, 4 years later, and raised the bed several times, up and down, with the lights going on and off. And then I had my first vision of him standing up with his wings out, sword, and then on his horse the same way. The next day I went to the bookstore trying to figure out who this was, what angel was it. And I went to an angel book on random and opened it at random somewhere in the middle. And there was an illustration exactly of what I saw of him on the horse, Archangel Michael. What you see behind me over here is a photograph of him and a cloud that came to us in Sedona, Arizona in 2008. So now I have my proof. Now I can tell people these stories with a little bit of credibility. You know, people see things all the time and they say, well, I saw this. Well, do you have a picture of it? No. Well, I do. So hopefully this gives some credibility to the things I'm saying. And the book is almost 300 pages with many more pictures than pages. And trying to illustrate the many spiritual stories, things that we went through, I try to document them visually as well as through the words. And I'm a visual person, and I know pictures send 1,000 words to us.
Yes, and the images are absolutely beautiful. And it's a beautiful book. It's an absolutely gorgeous book with the images and the writing and the way that you and Caroline captured your spiritual journey over the years. And it's just been an incredible series, and it's been an incredible journey to be here with you. And share with the audience some of the things, some of the ways that you now see the world, and that is seeing the world through the eyes of an angel. Because not only did Archangel Michael, you know, speak to you and come to you, he's also taught you about love, divine love, unconditional love. And that's what we want to talk today to the audience about. So that this is one of the ways that your journey went deeper into love. Isn't that what you discovered through this process?
Yes, and much more too. It really, it's funny because, you know, we think our brains are so special and we that our whole lives are driven by our brain. But in reality, that's not true. Our lives are driven by our hearts. And the heart is more important, in my view, than the brain. It is more powerful. It is more thoughtful. It is more intelligent. You can say all kinds of words like that. I've come to learn that that is super powerful. And if you do things out of your heart, whether you use words or actions, you hug somebody, these things matter. And a simple hug of someone changes everything between you and that person. I've seen it. I use it all the time because I wasn't raised to do hugs. And as I learned to do them, they become so important. So simple actions. But the thing is, it's the heart that is everything. And you have to sit back and think about it a little bit. But if you think about it, it is absolutely true. It is the first organ to be developed in our bodies, and that's for a good reason. We would have no brain if we didn't have a heart. Mm-hmm. There'd be no blood. So anyway, you know, put the heart back into your life. Give it time each day, because you can think through your heart, and when you use your brain with your heart, it's just powerful. So that's what we've learned. We've learned how to deal with people that don't have that love in their hearts, don't use it. We've learned about people that use their hearts to the maximum. So that's part of the show today, is some of the experiences.
it's wonderful as I'm sitting here right now in my living room. I'm looking out the window and I'm seeing a deer stand in front of the window and looking directly at us as we're talking about heart love, hugs, as we're talking about love and unconditional love. And it's just a wonderful symbolism of the deer showing itself, just the same way that you capture the clouds. I want to tell our listeners too that they can go to your Facebook page at whenangelstouch.com, and you also take cloud photos, and you capture images of clouds. And to one of our listeners today, you're giving away the Divine Feminine cloud photo that they can have. Do you want to read to us what the cloud photo is all about, what that image, what that message was about?
Yeah, so this cloud was taken at noon on a day that was absolutely cloudy, but I saw the little light being refracted through the sun through the clouds. And I said, well, maybe I'll just give it a chance. And then when I put it on my computer, you can see this beautiful feminine figure, long legs and arms, breasts, head, face. And it's just so special. I think most people that see it really relate to it. And what we have is some words that really define it. Behold the divine feminine within each of us. Honor the love she brings to you. Live in peace within yourself and spread that peace throughout the world. And this will be included in the book. The wording too.
Yes. And would you tell the audience again on how to receive a copy of your book and what is it that you want them to do?
Okay. So it's pretty easy. Just email me at tom@whenangelstouch.com and just simply include your mailing address so I can mail it to you at no charge, no postage charge or anything. And you'll get your book really quickly. If we have many more requests, you can also purchase my book on the website, www.whenangelstouch.com, for $25.
Yes, and you also have some artwork for sale?
Yes, in my website, you'll see an art section. If you look at the very top of the website, there are some categories, and one of them is art. And you can go to that, and you'll see a lot of my art, and you can purchase that if you wish.
Wonderful, wonderful. So, Tom, we're talking about love today. So your message around love and what you've learned about love. And so, you know, loving unconditionally is messy sometimes, you know, because it's not all warm and fuzzy and pink and rosy, because we really have to move beyond our conditioning. We have to move beyond the places that we felt separate from love before and offer that love, that unconditional love. How has unconditional love shown itself in your reality? How is it showing up in your reality?
Well, I'll give you a real example right now. My wife, about 7 months ago, discovered she had breast cancer. And the terrible form of that, that she was fourth stage cancer. And so very frightening and very much a challenge and a journey for us over the last few months. She's gone through a tremendous amount of chemotherapy of the most toughest kind. And she has changed as a result. She's gotten stronger in many ways, but her body is much different now. Not the person I'm married in many ways, really. So I've read many instances where men, they're married and their wives get some kind of disease and they're changing or they are dying and these men leave them while they're sick.
Mm-hmm.
That is conditional love all over the place. That it's all about you,
mm-hmm,
kind of love. It's not about a selfless kind of love. It's selfish. It's greedy. Because you are looking only for someone to love you, not for you to love them. Can you imagine doing that to someone that is dying? You can't wait. until that that episode gets over. You can't try to help her. So unconditional love is a love that is very selfless. If you are giving of yourself in all cases, no matter what the response would be. So in my case, with my wife, Caroline, I've been with her every second of the day and night, helping her through this. It's a very difficult process. If you don't have someone helping you, many people, I'm sure, don't survive it. You have to have a helper. Now, we've been together 51 years. I couldn't think of a day that I wouldn't want to be with her, I mean, without her. And including these times when she's very, very ill. That is an example of unconditional love, where you'll do these things for someone that are simply very, very tough to do. And you don't really care about anything other than that person.
Yeah.
So, and it's, you know, in a regular situation, you know, when you have two people coming together, you know, you're not the same. You're different. My wife and I are very, very, very different in many things. But it's because we have compassion for each other and we're flexible and we make decisions together and it works out because there's love. We don't ever go to bed angry. Never happens. And it shouldn't happen to anybody. If you have unconditional love, your heart basically is saying, I love that other person no matter what. And there is the ability to forgive if something happens. There's the ability to love in all cases, whatever the circumstances. And so we are facing that challenge right now in a huge way. We've had many challenges over the 50 years that we've been together, but this is a big one. And we look forward to our lives after the cancer. And we have goals. So the love is always there. Now, I want to briefly read something that happened that shows another kind of unconditional love. I met a woman who is a psychic in 2006, and she's absolutely tremendous. Her name is Linda Schooler. And we have become friends over the years. Her prophecies have always been so accurate. They are mind-boggling. Well, we just came home from a chemotherapy infusion of 5 hours and come to our door, and here's this package at the door, and it's wrapped up. We unwrap it, and it shows our pictures together, Caroline and myself, and below are these words that Linda wrote on her own. It's a little poem, and it says, "Heaven opened up one day and sent some folks to earth. They are kind and giving, and they put others first. Their smiles light up a room. To know them is a treasure. Tom and Caroline extend their hearts with warmth beyond measure. So here is a prayer sent up from this place. Give them great love. Show them your grace. O Lord, a hope is extended to you. Keep them safe always in all that they do. Give them courage to keep on their path. Let them remember always to laugh. With their two kindly hearts and the clouds above, they will always have each other in love." Now, that is such a meaningful. We both cried once we opened that totally unexpected gift. And she didn't have to do this. It came from her heart. This is what we mean when things are coming from your heart. And they are unconditional love. Absolutely. And this is so special. I'll never forget it.
And I mean, and the fact that I don't know if you just mentioned this to the audience, but I know you mentioned it to me, is that this was during your last infusion that you and Caroline got home and this was on your doorstep. And so it was an absolute wonderful way. It was a message from heaven, and it was a message from heaven sent in real time, because we're living heaven on earth now. And the love, that unconditional love, is about living heaven on earth. It's loving the way that God loves us, that source loves us, that light loves us, that love loves us without condition. And so we're having the opportunity now to love each other that way, And Tom, I just find it's incredible. You're incredible. You're an incredible being, you know, having had to face this challenge with your wife. And over the last 6 months, you know, I've been with you and have seen how dedicated you have been to loving her, nurturing her, taking care of it, and at the same time still remaining strong and positive and showing up with bringing that unconditional love in the midst of all of these challenges, and that is really huge, and it says so much about who you are, your soul, and also about the love that you share with Carolyn. It's an amazing love story, and I've been so honored to have been part of this journey with you all. And I just continue on seeing you rise in love and gain the strength and the blessings to overcome this and heal and live beyond the cancer, like you said. You're looking forward to your life with Caroline after the cancer. And this is a beautiful new beginning for you, right?
Thank you so much. You know, when you discover this, that you have something like this, it makes you think about how you're going to survive it. Now, what we've done is consider this another kind of journey, our whole path of life, just one of the many that we've gone through. And right, we look at it as a cut that may be on our arm that heals, because cancer can heal and can be done. And so as a cut can be healed before your very eyes. So we don't think those are miracles so much as they are the reality that we can live with love and with a plan and a proper attitude, positive attitude in all things. You cannot have negativity in your life. Remove it. Everything is positive. And so there are many ways to deal with this kind of situation, but it's all about putting yourself in a frame of mind of love, loving each other every second, every hour, every day, going through this, because this is a struggle. This kind of thing is a struggle, certainly. And many people have had many worse struggles than this, for sure. But this is ours to deal with, and then we expect to live. As long as we live, we're happy, and we're not feeling any negativity towards this at all. So it's just another, you know, stubbing your toe and having it healed.
Wow. Yeah, that's extraordinary in itself to have that type of attitude. I'm sure that, you know, there's a time and expression for releasing sadness and fear and emotion around all of that. And that's all part of that. It's all part of being able to release the you know, the fear that is surrounding that. But then to continue on moving on with positivity and choosing to want to live, because that's what I find a lot with working with people, is that people say they really want to live. But do they really? People say they really want to have peace, but do they really? Are they really willing to take the action and do what it is that's required to be that energy? And that is to show up in positivity, to show up in love, to show up in life, and to really be fully committed, right? And isn't that what it means to be love in action, to be unconditional love in action, to show up fully for your life, for yourself?
I totally agree. And I think that to put in perspective that we have all come down to this planet to live a life that is full of challenges, pain, suffering, experiences, love, all of those, with the express purpose of our souls learning many, many lessons, including the most major lesson, which is the lesson of love and divine love, unconditional love, and that that is our purpose here, is to learn this. It's just, it's so evident. I know we don't typically think in these terms, but it is absolutely the reason why we're here. No doubt about it in my mind. We're here to love. We're here to share the love. We're here to take care of each other. We're here to take care of this planet, which is our home. And so we've made a lot of mistakes. We make them every day in our lives with our spouses and friends and coworkers and so forth. But all that can be forgiven. But what matters is that we show love and share it and show it in all kinds of ways.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's like making a difference for each other and showing up for each other in a way, treating each other the way that we want to be treated. Really, that is, you know, what it's about. And so you said that there is divine love, unconditional love. And so what do you see the difference between divine love and unconditional love? What do you feel is the difference there?
Well, the example would be unconditional love would be between a couple of people.
Mm-hmm.
And that you would hope both sides were doing this, but unconditional love would be that you're giving your love unconditionally without any reservation to the other person, no matter what they do. You forgive them for any mistakes, but you love them for who they are and what they are. And you give your love freely. Your ego and such love is either doesn't exist or it's a little bit of ego, a little bit, maybe. We all have ego, but whereas in conditional love, it's all about ego. You're looking for someone to love you. It's all about you. That's the main difference. And you know, I'm sure everybody knows of people like this. It has to be them at all costs. And if they're not loved, they don't like you and you go away, you know, but they're expecting you to give everything to them. Now, divine love is really interesting because it's the love of everything created by God, whatever you might refer to God as, the creator, the source. It is, we are here definitely in a place. And that we exist in this third dimension. And it's about loving all that has been created here for us, the plants, the animals, the insects, the rocks, the oceans, the lakes, the rivers, the land itself, and all the inhabitants of it. If you sit back and you just take 5 minutes a day and you look out your window or your car or just walking and you see the trees and you see the flowers and you have to have an appreciation of, I mean, how did these things get created? And they're so beautiful. And so there's beauty in the midst of some of the biggest problems on this planet, but there's still beauty. And I think it's one of our jobs is to enhance that beauty. It's to love it, experience it. And, you know, many people search for the meaning of life. The meaning of life, without a doubt, is to love. And it's about divine love, loving of all things.
Yes, and love has the ability, the capability to heal all, to heal everything. Love has the ability. And so if we would just be the vessels and the conduits to allow that love to do the nurturing, to do its thing, to let love lead. And so,
you know, Cornelia, you know, when you compare that, the whole issue of love and what that means, compare it to what you might see on TV, people speaking up in with such hatred of others. You can see it every day.
Mm-hmm.
Where do they get that hatred? It's so severe, even hatred to the point of killing someone or hurting them.
Mm-hmm.
When you compare love to that, what would you rather be? You know, well, you know, would you rather just live every day a person who hates everything around them or a specific person or a specific race? You know, there's no comparison.
Yeah.
And so, you know, ideally, you know, we all get made to be certain people in the sense that we're brought into this world not knowing who our parents are and what our experiences are going to be. But we all have choices each and every day about what we're going to do with our lives. And what do we choose? Do we choose love or do we choose hate or greed, jealousy, those things?
I think that's a key thing. And I want to touch on this more when we come back. We're going to take a break on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. We're talking about the nature, the true divine nature of love. We'll be right back.
Heaven on Earth, your online school of divinity, building your inner coach as you lay down your foundation in the new earth with you as the authority. Take action now. The number one challenge people face every day is the negative voice in their head. We work each day to turn negatives into positives. It's all a matter of perception. Our challenge at this time is to remain intensely positive and focused, creating the world we wish to live in. Wake up on purpose with Cornelia's daily online positive messages guiding us in the new paradigm. Raise yourself into happiness and inner peace daily. Elevate your personal frequency, free from negativity, and reprogram yourself step by step, shifting your energy patterns with positive repetition, daily building your new earth with someone you trust. All the heavy lifting has been done for you. Wake up happy with Cornelia Stephanie VIP.com. Try free for 7 days now.
Charlene Hess is a redheaded powerhouse of energy, love, and light. As a hairstylist, personal trainer, and life coach, she empowers people to develop a deeper connection with themselves mentally, emotionally, and physically. Join Charlene the third Friday of each month on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Get ready to experience your highest self, find your purpose, and discover your calling. You too can become unstoppable, shining your light and sharing your gift. Visit Charlene at charlenehess.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in to the hit show Raging Skillet Radio, Mouthing Off with Chef Rossi. Chef Rossi mouths off about different subjects in pursuit of breaking down walls and opening up your minds. She and Dr. Pat banter back and forth, taking from the headlines of the day on subjects that reach beyond what goes on in the world into your hearts. And go to theragingskillet.com to find out more and let Chef Rossi know what's on your mind.
Defining success and putting minds to work. With the Higher Learners Career and Leadership Series, Rudy Racine will help you craft your personal definition of success, offering support and guidance as you move forward towards your goals. Take the leap. With the right mix of focus and motivation, anything can be achieved. Tune in every first and third Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 Eastern. And for more information on Rudy Racine and Higher Learners, visit Rudy's site at higherlearners.com. That's H-I-R-E learners.com.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, and we're talking about divine love, the true nature of love. And before we went to break, Tom said something very important, and that is to make the choice, to choose love. And I think that sometimes when people are in such in a frantic way, that they forget that they have a choice. And that's actually a key. Choose. That's the number one thing to do, is to choose and make the decision to choose love. To choose love over fear. To choose love over anger. To choose love over violence. To choose love and build bridges rather than creating separation. And I think it also has a lot to do with where a person is at themselves. Have they really begun working on loving themselves? Because a lot of times what people do is they project that energy out the way that they feel about life, the way that they feel about themselves. That's the energy they're projecting out into the world. So let's bring it back into the person and start there. And that's, I think, where the self-love movement came in, is really working on that divine love and falling in love with who you are, the amazing being that you are. Right, Tom?
Absolutely. Definitely agree. You know, it is choice. Every day we wake up and we have the ability to choose what we're going to do that day. You may feel like you're hemmed in, you got to do this job, or you got to do this or that, but that's your choice also. You know, you made a choice to get a job, or made a choice to have five children, or you made a choice to marry this guy or this girl. You all have choices each and every day. Some of them are huge choices. Some of them are little choices. But every day, you have the choice to show love, to bring love into yourself, but also to show it to others. You, as I said earlier, you could just go and hug somebody, a friend, or someone you meet. You know, you might have a meeting that day, and you, instead of shaking hands, you might hug that person. There's all kinds of cases of that, certainly. Or doing, we have a friend that, her name's April. And she has a habit of writing, you might say, love notes to us, just to keep in touch. And she'll write something out handwritten and put in an envelope and mail it to us. And we get it. And we just love that. And this is a forgotten art in our society. Everything is so fast-paced and computerized. People aren't writing, perhaps, like they should. Because that takes a little time to write something down, put it in an envelope, and mail it. But that shows the love and concern for you as a human being. When we get those, we just love it, because we know that whatever she says in there, it, simply the act is love. So there's, all I'm saying is, there are many little things you can do. Don't take a lot of time. Or it could be a call, it could be an email even you send to somebody, just to show love. And I find that once you start showing love, you want to show it some more and some more, and you want to contact more people. And in a way it's addictive, because you love to do it. It just feels good inside of you to help someone, to give someone love in that way, whatever way you do. So that's your choice. Your choice is every day. Perhaps take 5 minutes and think about love for yourself and your family, your friends, coworkers, even some of the people you don't like. That's perhaps someone that did you wrong. There still could be love there. So that's choice. Choice is so important. And of course, there's a bigger choice of changing your life completely to one of love. You know, it's so easy for us to get wrapped up in our lives or watch TV or see a violent movie that we become violent ourselves in our minds, and that we become inoculated numb to violence and hatred. The easy way to solve that is stop doing that stuff. You know, the more you see it, the more you get involved in it. There's too much drama in many people's lives. It needs to be simplified, and you need to think about the most simple thing, that's the love.
Yeah. You know, when you were talking about that, it reminded me of, it was 2009, and I was going to this women's circle down in Portland. And, you know, I live out here close to Seattle, an hour away from Seattle. I was driving to this women's circle, and when I got there, the women were, everybody was supposed to have an intention. We were supposed to have intentions, and then we're going to share it with the group. And so my intention was to be love in its fullest expression. And at the time when I wrote that out and when I shared it with the group, I didn't even really know what that meant. But it just, it was like a soul call. It was from inside that was really yearning for me to share that, live that, be that. And, you know, this has been the journey. To be love in its fullest expression. And in its fullest expression, what does that mean? And that means even loving things that I don't agree with, and even loving people I don't agree with, and even loving people that hurt me, or whatever it is, or situations and things that went on in my life, to be love in its fullest expression. And now I find myself in my life that I'm just overflowing with so much love, like you talked about, Tom. Giving love out is so addictive. It's so addictive to be able to express love, because when we really, truly, fully allow that divine love, that infinite love to just flow through, it's just nonstop. And it does take a moment to sit down and express it and make that phone call, or write that letter, or go out of your way to do something nice for somebody. But it sure does feel good. And it makes the body feel good. It makes you feel good. And it's what it's all about. It's what it's all about.
I tell you, sorry to interrupt, but you did that to me this week when you sent me a very short email thanking me for my appearances on your show and the relationship that we developed over the last 6-7 months. And that was so nice and heartwarming to get that message from you. It's a simple message, but it was very, very important to me to hear that from you. And then I responded back to you. But if you hadn't done that, I would be left to wonder, you know, how much did you appreciate that we worked together? So acting out clarifies my relationship. It builds upon it.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Let me just say how much I love you, Tom. I'm gonna say it out publicly here to everybody. Really, it was a divine call that you and I came together in this last 6 months, 7 months, seven shows that we've done together, and be here together to share your journey, share your wisdom, and share your love with everyone here on the airwaves. And I know that this is going to continue on broadcasting out over months to come. And I'm just so grateful that I got the initial contact from you, and that I contacted you and was able to make this connection with you. And I deeply love you and love Caroline. And I just feel like we're brothers and sisters. We're here with the same mission, and that's to spread love and peace in the world. And I want everybody to get a copy of your book. Go to whenangelstouch.com. The book is for sale on the website. And also today, Tom is giving 5 free copies of his amazing book free to 5 people that email Tom at whenangelstouch.com. So we're going to take another break, and we'll be right back.
To find answers to life's questions, you need to look within yourself. Dr. Glenna Rice brings your questionable conversations on Transformation Talk Radio each month. Tune in each month for insight into how you can live up to your full potential. Dr. Glenna is a physical therapist, certified Access Consciousness, and Access Body Class Facilitator. How does it get any better than this? For more information on Dr. Glenna Rice and her work, visit glennarice.com.
Love Living Radio Ignite Your Whole Being with Emily Perkins is a show for those looking to explore the sparkling magnificence of their inner selves. Tune in every second and fourth Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific as Emily sheds a radiant light of love on the beauty and power that resides within you, discussing love in all its forms through conversations that provoke awareness, curiosity, and expansion. Emily shares the unlimited power of love. For more information or to listen to this show, visit lovelivingholistics.com.
The Janice Underwood Show, helping you create the life you want, not the life you tolerate. Tune in each Monday, 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as Janice delves into the life creator system and the next step in your spiritual evolution. Janice Underwood is gifted at helping spiritually minded people shift their mindsets to unleash the creator within. Our souls wish to wake us up. Those of us listening hear the call. Do you? For more information, visit JaniceUnderwood.com.
Heaven on Earth, your online school of divinity, building your inner coach as you lay down your foundation in the new earth with you as the authority. Take action now. The number one challenge people face every day is the negative voice in their head. We work each day to turn negatives into positives. It's all a matter of perception. Our challenge at this time is to remain intensely positive and focused, creating the world we wish to live in. Wake up on purpose with Cornelia's daily online positive messages guiding us in the new paradigm. Raise yourself into happiness and inner peace daily. Elevate your personal frequency, free from negativity, and reprogram yourself step by step, shifting your energy patterns with positive repetition, daily building your new earth with someone you trust. All the heavy lifting has been done for you. Wake up happy with CorneliaStephanieVIP.com. Try free for 7 days now.
Calling all moms, it's time to awaken your vibrant, intuitive, loving self in every area of your life. Join host Debbie Pokornik as she shares thoughts, stories, and tools to help you stand in your power. Listen to Vibrant Powerful Moms helping everyday women create extraordinary lives, Mondays at 2:30 Pacific, 5:30 Eastern. For more information about Debbie, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters NRG.com.
Welcome back, everybody. We're talking with Tom Lombroso today on the Cornelia Stephanie Show, and we're talking about our favorite subject, and that is love. Love heals all. Love is all we need. And so before we went to break, we were talking about how choice is just a big part of it, making a choice. And so, Tom, you have some final things that you want to share with our audience today about love and giving examples, practical examples about what people can do about love.
Well, first, I want to respond to your saying that you love me because I love you. And I love all the audience you have and sending my energies of love out to everyone. Everyone should feel those energies of love from me because I do love them.
Yeah.
Well, I want to talk to you about how I learned about divine love, which is incredible. I got a message, or I get messages, visions and messages, and one of the messages in 2011, after my parents had died, was to go to Monument Valley in Arizona, Utah area, the Navajo lands, and we went, and there we spent a week, which was beautiful there, but the last day, two older ladies met us at dinner. We didn't know them, and we talked to them for hours, actually. I came to believe that they were angels in human form.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next day we were off to Sedona, which was a 4.5-hour drive from where we were. And making a long story short, they happened to appear at a restaurant there out of the blue. And the older lady who was there, she was 92. And she came up to me and we hugged and she said, Tom, you have to promise me you'll do this. And I said, why? She says, because it's so important. You have to look up Julian of Norwich, N-O-R-W-I-C-H, Julian of Norwich. And I said, okay, I'll do it. She said, no, you have to do this. It's very important. So I did it that night. And Julian of Norwich was a woman that was in the she was born around 1350. In the 1300s, she was dying of the plague, and so was virtually everybody else around her in England. And they gave her last rites, and then she said, she survived, and she said Jesus came to her 16 times and told her about divine love. And she ended up writing several books. She's the first woman author in England, and those books are in the London Museum. But her books basically talk about how Jesus would say, here is, for example, a hazelnut in his hand and say, look at the beauty of this divine creation. What makes it up? How does it work? Incredible things. And if you put your mind to that, everything around us, think about how a plant lives or the butterfly lives or how it changes. Frankly, about our own, the beauty of our own bodies, which are such complex mechanisms, it's incredible. So divine creation, divine love, it's all there. It's given to us It's for us to accept and to relish in it. So that's my experience, and I absolutely believe they were angels in human form. I never saw or heard from them again.
Love that.
So when I'm looking at all this this issue, I kind of created an exam of love, maybe to help your listeners. You think about it, spend some time with these kinds of questions. There's many more questions you're asked, you can ask yourself, but like, can you think of those around you and access those that love that you have for them and they have for you, or they don't have for you? It's actually kind of assess yourself and your friends. Do you show expressions of love to anyone, your family members, your partner, your spouse, your friends or coworkers? Do you do that or not? Can you love someone that doesn't like you? Do you take advantage of others or not? Do you respect other people or not? Are you a bully? Or do you stop people from bullying others? What things can you do to express your love for others? Do you hug anyone? Do others hug you? If you love someone, is it real love? Or are you taking advantage of their love for you? Many people do that. Do you have a large ego or a little one? Do you think of others first before yourself? Do you have a lot of drama or conflicts in your life or not? Do you talk about others behind their back? A lot of people do that. Do you relish in the suffering of others? These are the kinds of questions that kind of give you a sense, if you really answer them honestly with yourself, give you a picture of who you really are. And do you need to make changes? People can change. I've seen it. I'm sure everyone's seen it. People can go from 0 to 100 in terms of a change if they want to do it. But you have to be motivated to do it and to follow through on it. Simply saying I love you doesn't mean anything really unless you show it with actions as well. For example, hugging or kissing or whatever. So that's my little exam of love.
That's good. I like this. Yeah. Like the exam. You know, another thing that was coming to me while you were talking is I was sitting down writing a letter to Source Energy, to God, the other day about my love and appreciation, about where I am right now in my life and how I just feel so at one and so much love and appreciation for the journey and for the magnificence that's unfolding. And I'm transmitting this letter to God, and I'm saying, I am love and I am loved. I am love and I am loved. And then I thought about it. Isn't that what everyone wants, is to feel the love? I am love and I am loved. That's really what it's about, to be in our whole humanity, to feel that amount of love and to express that and know that you are giving love and that you are receiving love. And you really have to be able to make room for that in your life. You really have to be able to make room in your physical body for that kind of love, to feel that kind of love. Because it's full of grace, and it's so amazing that it's like, wow, like when I was feeling that, I was making my bed. And all of a sudden, I was just feeling so much love that I stopped making my bed and I immediately went to go sit down and write my letter. And that's like that act of love that you're talking about, writing that letter, because I wanted to express the source field and inform the source field of my love. This is how I feel. This is what it is. And so there's so many ways, but we said it earlier, choose. The number one thing is to choose. So, Tom, I thank you so much for bringing this topic up today, because it was perfect for the beginning of June. It's the first day of June. We're basking in love, basking in divine love, sending out oodles and oodles of love to each other. And you and I completed a journey right now that we came together a few months back and shared your love and expression of your journey with Caroline. And through that, we discovered that Caroline had cancer, and you are assisting her in this process of chemotherapy and everything that you were doing to be stand by her side. And it's been wonderful to witness you. I bless you and her in this journey, that she continues on with good health and good wealth, and continue on your journey. And so do you have any final last words before we close out the show today?
Well, I really reiterate the fact that we do have this choice. Everybody comes into this world with the ability to make choices. And there are no excuses that you can really give for not making choices. I've seen many, many people with terrible disabilities, and they make great choices. So there's no excuse for us normal people to be able to, that we can walk around and see and hear that we can make choices towards love, to helping others. And that's what life's about. And the reality, working every day is just a part of going towards love.
Love you, Tom. Love you, everybody. Thank you for listening and tuning in. See you next time.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, your call to action. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio. Cornelia's joy is to engage others in practical ways, showing us how to live in the new earth in harmony with our true nature. For more information on Cornelia and her extraordinary work, or to listen to past shows, go to her website at corneliastephanie.com.